Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
我们要看第二十六章。
And we will be looking at Acts 26.
使徒行传第二十六章，我们要从第一节读到第二十三节。
Acts chapter 26, we shall read from verses 1 to 23.
使徒行传二十六章
第一节说，阿基帕王对保罗说，主你为自己辩明。于是保罗伸手分诉说，阿基帕王啊，犹太人所告我的一切事，今日得在你面前分诉，是为万幸。更可信的是，你熟悉犹太人的规矩和他们的辩论，所以求你耐心听我。我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按照我们教中最严谨的教门做了法利赛人。我现在站在这里受审，是因为指望神向我们祖宗所应许的。这应许我们十二支派昼夜切切侍奉的神都指望得着。王啊，我被犹太人控告，就是因着指望神叫死人复活，你们为什么看作不可信的呢？从前自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行，既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也处名定案，在各会堂屡次用刑逼迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的城邑。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。往我在路上相遇的时候，我看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都扑倒在地，就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，扫罗扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说，主啊，你是谁？主啊，主就说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意要向你显现，要派你做志士，做见证，将你看见的事和所要指示你的事证明出来。我要救你脱离百姓和外邦的手，我要差你到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，黑暗从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。阿基帕王啊，我故此没有违背从天上来的意象，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦，劝勉他们应当归向神，行事以悔改的心相称。因此在犹太人在店里拿住我，要想要杀我，然而我蒙神的帮助，知道今日还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证，所讲的并不是外乎众先知和摩西所说的将来必要成就的事，就是基督必须受害，并且从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦。我们就读到这里。
Acts chapter 26 verse 1. So Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand and made his defense. "I consider myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa, I am going to make my defense today against all the accusations of the Jews, especially because you are familiar with all the customs and controversies of the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, spent from the beginning among my own nation and in Jerusalem, is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that according to the strictest party of our religion, I have lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand here on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, to which our 12 tribes hope to attain, as they earnestly worship night and day. And for this hope I am accused by Jews, O king, Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme. And in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats." And I said, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. For this reason, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day, I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he will proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles."
很明显的，这段圣经是在保罗的见证。
Very obviously, this passage is about Paul's testimony.
在做见证的时候，我们一定要很清楚什么叫做福音。
And when giving your testimony, you must be clear what is the gospel.
同时，我们必须要知道怎么样做见证。
At the same time, we ought to know how to give testimony.
那么，很多人做见证的时候，很喜欢炫耀他自己的经历。
Many people, when giving testimonies, like to boast about their own experience.
越刺激越好。
The more dramatic it is, the better.
如果能够上到天堂，下到地狱更好。
If they can rise to heaven and descend to hell, that will be best.
所以这些见证呢，怎么样在传福音上面扮演什么样的角色？
So what is the role of giving personal testimony in the sharing the gospel?
所以我们要在这段圣经里面学到一些做见证的一些真理。
Therefore, we want to learn some truths about sharing your own testimony.
如果我们回到我们的经文，我们就知道，其实保罗这个时候被囚禁。
And if we return to our passage, we know that Paul at this time was in prison.
当我们来看这段圣经的背景的时候，我们就回到第二十四章第二十七节。
And in considering the context of this passage, we return to Acts 24, verse 27.
上一次我们跟大家分享的时候，我们已经讲到这个保罗在腓力斯的面前做见证。腓力斯很爱听保罗讲道，但是腓力斯却不肯下判。
And in the last time when we preached on the book of Acts, we talked about how Paul was before Felix the governor. And Felix the governor loved hearing Paul preach, but he refused to sentence him.
所以在二十七节他说过了两年，波斯腓斯都接了腓力斯的任，腓力斯要讨犹太人的喜欢，就留保罗在监里。
So Acts 24:27 tells us that when 2 years had elapsed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus.
所以我们跟大家讲，腓力斯爱听，为了兴趣听到。
And we said that Felix was interested to hear the word.
腓力斯也为了感受来听到。
And he also was listening with emotions.
但是腓力斯却没有行动，听到之后没有为了行道来听到，没有好像看住，好像我们看圣经的时候就看那个镜子，看了之后他没有反应，没有行动。
But even though Felix listened with interest and emotion, he lacked action. It's just like some people when they read the Bible, they are just hearers but not doers. And the Bible calls these people those who look at a mirror but immediately forget how they look after that.
所以两年过去了之后，腓力斯却被腓斯都来代替。
So after 2 years, Felix was succeeded by Festus.
我们知道圣经里面没有提到腓力斯有信主。
And we know that the Bible was silent over whether Felix believed in the Lord.
在历史上面，腓力斯也从此就消失了。
In historical records, Felix vanished from here.
所以他失去了一个得救的机会。
So he lost the opportunity for salvation.
那么我们继续下来看腓力斯，保罗在腓力斯面前受审。现在第二十五章是腓力斯，保罗在腓斯都面前受审。
So we know chapter 24, Paul was tried before Felix, and chapter 25, Paul was tried before Festus.
所以你看第二十五章第一节，腓斯都到了，过了三天，他马上就上耶路撒冷去。
Chapter 25, verse 1. Now, 3 days after Festus had arrived in the province, he went up to Jerusalem from Caesarea.
你看25章第2节说，祭司长和犹太人就立刻控告保罗。
And chapter 25, verse 2 tells us that the chief priests and the principal men of the Jews laid out their case against Paul.
所以腓斯都听完之后，他就下到该撒利亚去。第二天他就坐堂，就马上把保罗提出来，来审问他。
And after Festus heard their case, he immediately went to Caesarea. In the next day, he took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought.
所以简长话短说，腓斯都发现原来他们告保罗呢，并没有证据，只是讲他们的神学、他们的宗教，根本没有可以判刑的，说保罗没有犯罪。
So to cut the long story short, Festus found that there was no evidence that the Jews brought before him which amounted to a death sentence for Paul. They were only arguing about theology and their own accusations.
你看第九节，腓斯都为了要讨犹太人的喜欢，就问保罗，你要不要上耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷让我来审。
Verse 9 of chapter 25, but Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, Do you wish to go up to Jerusalem and there be tried on these charges before me?
当然我们知道他们要保罗去耶路撒冷是因为他在中途的时候杀害保罗。
Of course, we know that they wanted Paul to go to Jerusalem because they have already plotted to kill him along the way.
保罗也知道，所以保罗说我不上去，要就在这里审，要不然我就上告该撒。
And therefore, Paul refused to go to Jerusalem, and he chose either to be tried in Caesarea or he would appeal to Caesar.
但是问题是，保罗要上告该撒，好。这个腓斯都好，你可以上个该撒，但是你要把保罗送上去的时候，你要说他的罪状是什么？但是他发现他都没有罪状，他没有犯错。
And yet, in order to appeal to Caesar, there must be a case against him before he can be tried before Caesar. So Festus wanted to find out what is the evidence against him, but he found that there was no case.
所以在这个时候呢，阿基帕王来了。
And at this moment, King Agrippa came.
啊，所以阿基帕王就解决了腓斯都的问题。
So King Agrippa solved Festus' problem.
啊，这个阿基帕王到底是谁呢？
Who was King Agrippa?
其实，在希律王里面呢，有好几个希律王。
Actually, when we say that it's King Herod, there were a lot of Herods.
所以这个阿基帕王就是希律王的一个。
And King Agrippa was one of the Herods.
所以这个阿基帕王的祖父就是。要杀害耶稣的那个希律王，他后来耶稣去了埃及，他杀了很多所有的新生的婴孩，就是那个他的祖父。
King Agrippa's grandfather was the very Herod who wanted to kill Jesus when he was a child, and after Jesus fled to Egypt with his parents, King Agrippa's grandfather was the Herod who ordered the killing of all the children.
那么这个阿基帕王的父亲呢，就是那个不归荣耀给神，然后被虫咬死的那个希律王。
And King Agrippa's father was the Herod who refused to give glory to God and was eaten up by worms and died.
那么这个阿基帕王的这个叔叔呢，其实就是审问耶稣的那个希律王。
And King Agrippa's uncle was the Herod who tried Jesus.
那么这个阿基帕王呢，其实他的太太呢，实际上呢，他的太太呢就是他的妹妹，所以他是这个是一个很不道德的一个皇帝。
And King Agrippa's wife was in fact his own sister, so he was a very immoral king.
所以这个阿基帕王是管犹太人的皇帝。
So King Agrippa was king of the Jews.
所以他对于犹太人非常熟悉。
So he's very clear over Jewish customs.
所以他来到这里，他要去恭喜这个腓斯都，说他做了这个做了这个位置，所以。那么他听见保罗的事情，他就要审问保罗。
And he was here to congratulate Festus for taking over the position of governor. And when he heard about Paul's case, he wanted to try Paul.
所以我们就来到我们的经文二十六章。
And so we come to chapter 26.
所以在这二十六章的时候，你看到第一节，他说阿基帕王对保罗说：“准你为自己辨明。”
And chapter 26 verse 1, Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself."
所以在这边我们就看到保罗怎么样为自己做见证。所以第一点呢，就是保罗在信主之前，我们要发现保罗到底是一个怎么样的人。
So as Paul gave his own testimony, he talked about what he was before becoming a Christian.
所以我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
我从起初开始的时候，我怎么样？我从起初在本国的民中，并在耶路撒冷中，自幼为人如何，犹太人都知道。他们若肯做见证，就晓得我从起初是按照我们教门中最严谨的教法做了法利赛人，现在受审呢，是应着同样的应许。那么起初他做什么呢？你看第九节，从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣。我在耶路撒冷中这样行，既从祭司长得了权柄，就把许多的圣徒囚在监里，把他们杀害。我也触名定案，我在各会堂屡次用刑，逼强逼他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们，知道外邦的诚意。
And verse 4, my manner of life from my youth spent from the beginning.Among my own nation and in Jerusalem is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that according to the strictest party of our religion, I have lived as a Pharisee. And we skip to verse 9. I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests,But when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them, and I punished them often in all the synagogues, and tried to make them blaspheme, and in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities.
所以我们在做见证的时候，怎么样做为主来做见证呢？
So when we give our testimony, how do we testify for the Lord?
保罗怎么样做见证呢？
How did Paul give his testimony?
保罗一定要讲他从前信主之前他是怎么样的人，然后信主之后他又变成怎么样的人。
Paul had to give an account of what he was like before he believed in the Lord and what he was like after believing.
所以我们看到他信主之前他是一个攻击耶稣基督的人。
So we know that before believing in the Lord, he was someone who attacked the Lord Jesus.
而且他把所有的基督徒关起来。
And he locked up many Christians.
而且呢，他屡次用刑逼他们说亵渎的话。
And he used the force to make them to blaspheme.
而且呢，他分外恼恨他们，追逼他们直到城外。
And in raging fury against them, he persecuted them even to foreign cities.
所以这个保罗这么恨恶基督，这么恨恶基督徒，怎么可能会变成基督徒呢？
So this Paul who hates Christ and hated Christians, how could he become a Christian himself?
所以我们很注意到这个转变。
So we can see that there was a change.
我们要知道为什么保罗会变成一个这样完全一个不同的人。
We want to know how the Paul changed into someone that's totally different from before.
所以我们做见证的时候，一定要讲过去我们是一个怎么样的人，信了主之后，我们要成为一个怎么样的人。
So when we give our own testimonies, we should focus on how we were before we became Christians and how we are like after believing.
我们常常讲我们要传福音，要传福音。什么叫做福音呢？什么叫做好消息？
And we often say that we must share the gospel, preach the gospel. But what exactly is the gospel?
所以我们就看到在十八节这里，他就发现这里其实就保罗的话来讲到这个福音是什么。福音里面是提到第十二十六章十八节说，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。我因信又因信了我得蒙赦罪，而在一切成圣的人中。
And actually, Paul gives a summary of the gospel in chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以保罗的黑暗时期是哪一个时期呢？就是他逼迫基督徒，要他们亵渎，用各种手段来残害他们。这个就是保罗最黑暗的时期。
So what was Paul's darkest time? It was the time when he punished Christians and tried to make them blaspheme and in raging fury against Christians. He persecuted them even to foreign cities. That was his darkest moment.
虽然他认为这个是侍奉神，但是手段是不择手段，他的手段是罪恶的。
Even though he thought that he was serving God, but he was unscrupulous and the tactics that he used was evil.
所以这个是在罪撒旦的权下，他是在罪中做这些事情。
And he was doing this under Satan and under sin.
所以当我们想到我们怎么做见证，我们要知道我们还没有信主之前是一个怎么样的人。
So when we give our testimony, we want to focus on what we were before we became Christians.
以弗所书里面讲到我们以前是一个什么样的人呢？我们以前是一个死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
In Ephesians it tells us what we were before we became Christians. We were dead in our trespasses.
我们跟随世俗的风俗
And we were following the course of this world.
我们放纵自己的情欲
And giving in to the passions of our lives.
我们跟随我们自己心中的喜好去行，跟别人一样。
And we lived in the passions of our flesh, and we were just like the rest of mankind.
但是信主之后你不可以这样。
But after believing in the Lord, you cannot do that.
你不可以跟着世界走。
You cannot follow the world.
你不可以跟着这个肉体的情欲走。
And you cannot follow the passions and desires of this body.
我们不可以跟着我们心里的喜好，我想做什么就做什么。
And neither should we be living in the passions of our flesh and the desires of the body.
我们必须要顺服神。
We must obey God.
我们请大家打开罗马书来看一看。
And we invite you to turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章第一节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1.
这里就讲到我们的改变。
This speaks about our change.
保罗说，当你以前信主之前呢，你活在罪中，你就继续的犯罪。但是你信了主之后呢？第一节说，这样我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
And Paul argued that before the Christians believed in God, they lived in sin. But after they believed in God, Romans 6 verse 1, are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
他说断乎不可，我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
By no means.How can we who died to sin still live in it?
所以你看到吗？我们已经，如果是你已经得救之后呢，你不可以在罪上仍旧活在罪里面。
Can you see this? If you have already been saved, you cannot be still living in sin.
你不可以，保罗不可以仍旧去杀害基督徒，不可以仍旧去追杀，去逼他们做亵渎的话，不可以把他们下在监里。
Paul cannot go and be still killing Christians and arresting them and putting them in prison.
你看第三节，岂不知我们受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死，所以我们借着洗礼归入他的死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们 一举一动有新生的样式，有新的样式，像基督借着父神的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Verse 3, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
所以在这边保罗还没有信主之前是一个怎么样的人呢？
So how was Paul like before he became a Christian?
他在信主之前呢，这里第九节说他是一个攻击耶稣基督的人。
Acts 26 verse 9 tells us that before believing in the Lord, he was opposing the name of Jesus.
第十四节，主对保罗说，你为什么逼迫我？所以保罗是一个逼迫主的人。
And verse 14, Jesus said to him, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So Paul was somebody who persecuted Jesus.
所以我们看到在做见证的时候，第一呢，你必须要告诉人说，我还没有信主之前，我到底是一个怎么样的人。
So when giving your testimony, you should focus on what you were before becoming a Christian.
然后呢，保罗就进一步来说，他是怎么样遇见耶稣，怎么样信主的。
And then Paul continued by talking about how he met Jesus Christ and how he became a Christian.
第十二节，我们看使徒回去看《使徒行传》第二十六章第十二节。
And we return to Acts 26 verse 12.
他说：“那时我领了祭司长的命令和权柄和命令，往大马色去。他说：‘王啊，我在路上响鼓的时候，钟鼓的时候，看见从天上发光，比日头还要亮，一个很大的光，四面照着我和我同行的人，我们全部都扑倒在地。就有声音对我说，用希伯来话说：‘扫罗，扫罗，为什么你逼迫我？’他说：‘你用脚踢刺是难的。’然后保罗说。”主啊，你是谁？主说，我就主，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，你起来，我特意要向你显现，要派你去做知识，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将来要指示你的事证明出来。
Back to Acts 26 verse 12. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests.At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. And I said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose.To appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles to whom I am sending you.
所以保罗在这边做了一个见证，这个见证是他的一个超自然的一个经历。
So Paul gave his testimony here about his own supernatural experience.
耶稣向他显现。
Jesus appeared to him.
有个大光比太阳的光更大。
There was a great light that was brighter than the sun.
结果把他们推倒在地上。
And all of them fell to the ground.
甚至呢，他这里虽然这里没有讲到，保罗在其他的经文里面提到说，他眼睛都瞎了。
And it is not stated here, but in elsewhere, it is stated that Paul was blinded because of this.
很多人传福音就喜欢讲他的超自然的经历。
Many people, when they are sharing the gospel, like to focus on their own supernatural experience.
他越讲越精彩越好。
And the more dramatic it is, the better.
能够上天堂，我能够下地狱更好。
And it would be best if they went to heaven and descended to hell.
因为你这样讲的时候，把所有的吸引力都归向自己。
Because when you speak thus, all the attention rests on you.
而且甚至我们感觉到你自己比别人属灵。
And you will give the feeling that you are more spiritual than others.
但是我们要非常小心，见证的位置、见证的角色是什么？
But we need to be very careful over the role of testimony.
你的见证是神所默示的吗？
Is your testimony actually given by God?Or inspired by God.
你的见证是你自己的经历，唯有神的话是一点一画都不能废弃。你的见证不能够超越神的话。
Your testimony is only a personal experience, but it is only the word of God. Every jot and stroke will not pass away. So your experience cannot surpass the word of God.
所以当保罗讲完他见证的时候，你看二十二节。
So after Paul talked about his testimony, look at verse 22.
他说第二节二十二节下半段，他说我所讲的不外乎众先知和摩西所说的。
And verse 22, the second half, Paul, whatever that he said was nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass.
意思说，保罗所讲的呢，是在神圣经的范围之内，所以你不管你什么经历呢，你用圣经来检查它是对还是错。
So whatever that Paul said was within the boundaries of Scripture, and therefore whatever that we say, we have to check it against Scripture.
今天有很多书籍啊，有些是基督教里面的，也是基督教外面的，说他有上过天堂的经历。
And today there are lots of books, whether within Christendom or outside, that speaks of people's experience in heaven.
这些是西方人的讲法。
These are the sayings of Westerners.
但是中国人也有很多人也有书说他上过天堂下过地狱。
But even among the Chinese, there are many books talk about heaven and hell.
结果我们很被他这种超然的经历吸引。
And we are very attracted by all these supernatural experiences.
很简单，他上过天堂嘛，你没有上过天堂，你怎么可以讲他错？
And it's very simple. He claims to have been to heaven, and you haven't been to heaven. How can you say that he's wrong?
结果我们很容易被这种见证吸引去，结果我们以为他讲的是真的，以为就信他。
And therefore, we are easily attracted by all these experiences, and we believe them easily.
结果我们发现，原来这个弟兄上过天堂，这个姐妹也上过天堂，但是弟兄跟姐妹两个的这个供词相违背，这样怎么办？
And then this so-called brother said he has been to heaven, and that so-called sister claims the same. But when you bring both their accounts together, you realize that there are discrepancies. What do we do with that?
他们有这种经历，感谢主。
If they really have such an experience, we thank the Lord.
但是他们的经验呢，不是能够超越圣经，他们的经验不是神所漠视的。
But their experience cannot surpass the Bible because it is not inspired.
他说他看见主耶稣。
He said he has seen the Lord Jesus.
我又没有在那里，我怎么知道他真的是看见主耶稣？
And I'm not there to verify yes or no.
我不知道。
I do not know.
我只能够相信圣经，我只听他的见证很好。如果你这样见证没有超过圣经，我接受。但是我不能够把他的经历当作神的话。
And I need to believe in the Bible. If he has such an experience, it is good for him. But I cannot treat his experience as equivalent to God's word.
所以我们不能够把人的经验超越圣经，把它放在圣经以上。
So we cannot elevate a person's experience to higher than scripture.
保罗有这样的经历，彼得也是有。
Paul has such an experience, so did Peter.
请大家打开彼得后书看一看。
Please turn to 2 Peter.
我们看看彼得后书第一章十六节。
2 Peter 1:16.
彼得后书第二章第十六节。
2 Peter 1:16.
他说：“我们从前在我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的时候告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听见这声音从天上出来，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。
2 Peter 1:16, For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and a voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
所以这里在形容什么时候发生有这件事情呢？
So what was this describing? When did this happen?
这个是在形容登山主变相的时候。
This is referring to Jesus when he was transfigured on the mountain.
彼得说，你知道吗？主耶稣登山变相的时候，我在那边我看见主耶稣变成荣耀。
And Peter was saying, do you know that when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, I was there and saw his glory.
而且不但是看到主耶稣变成这个荣耀的身体，而且我们听到神耶和华的声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And not only did we see the glorious Jesus, we have also heard the voice of God, this is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased.
你们有谁看过主耶稣登山变相？
Which amongst you have seen Jesus transfigured on the mount?
你们哪一位听到神从天上发声音给你听见？
Which of you have heard a voice of God from heaven?
但是保罗在形容这些的时候，他第十九节说，但是呢，我们有更确的预言。什么叫做更确？
But yet Peter, while he was describing all these things, said in verse 19, we have something more sure, the prophetic word.
意思说神的 prophetic word, 神的预言就是指圣经，圣经的话超越你的经历。
In other words, the prophetic word here refers to God's word, the Bible, which surpasses your experience.
你有经历，感谢主，主给你经历，但是你的经历呢，必须要听，该在圣经的范围里面，你的经历不能够把它同等于圣经。
You have a personal experience good for you, you should thank the Lord, but you should not elevate your personal experience to the same status as the Bible.
如果要讲经历，我也有经历。
You want to talk about experience, I too have experience.
但是我的经历讲出来，你也会觉得奇怪。
But if I were to tell you about my experience, you will find it strange.
但是我不要跟你讲我的经历，我要跟你讲神的话，因为他说神的话是更确的、更肯定的、更叫可信靠的。
But I do not want to tell you my personal experience. I only want to tell you the word of God, because this is something more sure, the prophetic word.
我们的经验只要把我们的经验把人带到神面前，但是我们的经验不能够超越神的话。
Our experience can only serve as a guide to help people come before God, but our experience cannot surpass God's word.
我们很多人都要超自然的经历。
Many of us desire to have supernatural experience.
但是我们的确是有超自然的经历。
But in fact, we do have a supernatural experience.
我们每一个人都有超自然的经历。
Each and every one of us have a supernatural experience.
我们所有信主的人，圣经告诉我们，本来是死在罪恶过犯当中。
All of us who believe in the Lord, the Bible says, used to be dead in trespasses.
死人是没有反应的。
A dead person would not respond.
所以我们每一个人还没有信主之前，对神是没有反应的。
So each and every one of us before we believe in the Lord is not responsive to God.
只有神向我们选召我们，向我们显现，呼召我们，我们的灵性才醒过来。这个就是一个超自然的经历。
Only when God has elected us and He calls us and we respond, that is a supernatural experience.
我们能够回应神的呼召，这个本来就是超自然的。
And the very fact that we can respond to God's calling is supernatural.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母说什么呢？
What did Jesus say to Nicodemus?
他说你们必须要重生，不然你不能见神的国。
You must be born again, otherwise you cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
尼哥底母说什么呢？人老了怎么可以重生呢？
And what did Nicodemus say? How can a man who is old be born again?
主耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did Jesus reply him?
主耶稣的回答说，风随自己的意思吹。
And Jesus said, the wind blows where it wishes.
你听见风的响声，不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
You hear the sound of the wind, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
其实这个意思是说，你根本自靠自己是不可能重生的。
In other words, you cannot depend on yourself to be born again.
只有圣灵，神向你施恩的时候，你才能够看见。
It is only through the Holy Spirit when God's grace is upon you, then you can see.
我们可以成为基督徒本来就是恩典。
The very fact that we could become Christians is God's grace.
这个本身就是奇迹。
And this itself is a miracle.
所以我们看到，真正我们每一个信主的人就已经经历奇迹了。
So we have come upon realization that every believer in the Lord has experienced a miracle.
当然，我们每一个人不可能跟保罗有同样的经历，我们每一个人的经历都不一样。
And of course, each and every one of us cannot have the same experience as Paul, and in fact, all our experiences are different.
保罗的经历是他在晌午的时候，中午的时候有一个大光向他显现，结果四面罩着他，结果他听到有声音说。扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？
Paul's experience was that in midday he saw a light brighter than the sun that surrounded him, and he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
所以保罗就问主啊，你是谁？
And Paul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗，主耶稣说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
所以我们回来看第使徒行传二十六章，他十六节他说：“你起来，我特意要向你显现，要派你做志士，做见证。”
And verse 16 of Acts 26, Jesus said to him, "Rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness."
你看到吗？当他被选召的时候，他得救的时候，他就神要他侍奉神。
So can you see that the very moment that Paul was elected and he was saved, God wanted him to serve God.
他怎么样来侍奉神呢？要在外邦，在百姓中，在外邦人当中，告诉他们。你看十八节，我们再看第十八节，他说，我差你们到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我。得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And if you look at verse 16, when God chose him as a servant and witness, he wanted Paul to open their eyes in verse 18, so that they, the Gentiles, may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God.That they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
所以你看到保罗怎么样从黑暗中变成光明。
So we saw how Paul came out of the darkness into light.
因为神选召他，神向他显现，神给他有这个悔改的这个经历。
Because God elected him and God appeared to him and gave him.This experience of repentance.
所以怎么做见证呢？第一，我们必须要讲我们的过去是一个怎么样的人。
So how do we give our testimony? We should talk about before becoming a Christian.
我们怎么样遇见主耶稣
？And how we met with the Lord Jesus.
而且我们信了主之后有什么改变
？And after becoming a Christian, what kind of changes occurred?
你看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
他说：“阿基帕王啊，我故此没有违背从天上。”来的意象，先在大马色，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事以悔改的心相称。
Look at verse 19. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, and then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles.That they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance.
你看到保罗的改变吗？
Look at Paul's change.
他以前是一个逼迫耶稣的。
He was someone who persecuted Jesus.
后来保罗遇见主耶稣。
But he encountered Jesus.
那么现在呢？保罗却宣扬主耶稣。
But now Paul proclaimed Jesus.
你看到逼迫变成宣扬。
From persecuting to proclaiming.
一个人怎么可以有这样大的改变呢？
How can one person have such a great change?
一个人不但是反对，而且是追杀基督徒，结果是现在等于被追杀的。
And he did not just oppose, but he was actually murdering Christians from city to city, but now he becomes a target of murder.
你如果是一个基督徒，
If you are a Christian,
请问你有改变吗？
Did you experience any change?
你生命上有没有改变？
Is there a change in your life?
以前你是一个怎么样的人？
What did you used to be?
现在你是一个怎么样的人？
How are you now?
你看得到还是看不到你自己的改变?
Can you see your own change?
是的，我们有很多人是在基督教家庭长大。
Yes, many of us grow up in Christian homes.
我们有时候没有办法看到我们的改变，好像保罗是一个很鲜明的改变。
Sometimes we cannot see such a sharp, distinct change as Paul.
但是呢，我们你有没有生命？你心里面有没有这个挣扎要跟随耶稣？
But we want to ask, do you have this new life? Is there a struggle in your heart that you want to follow Jesus?
你有没有拒绝跟随世界？
Do you refuse to follow the world?
你有没有一个爱神的心？
Do you have a heart that loves God?
你有没有一个想要像耶稣基督的心？
Do you have a heart that wants to be more Christ-like?
一个真正悔改，一个真正跟随的耶稣的人，应该有悔改的心。
A person who truly follows Jesus must have a repentant heart.
所以保罗这个传扬福音的时候，他是劝勉他们应当悔改。
So as Paul preached the gospel, he actually exhorted them to repent.
就是你看到使徒约翰出来传道的时候，他就第一句话他就说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And in the days of John the Baptist, when he came out to preach, his first message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那么主耶稣出来传道的时候呢，也是这么说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And Jesus, when he came out to preach, said the same thing, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我们一定每一个人不单是信，信就是等于悔改，信耶稣，耶稣说什么，你应当悔改。
So when we say we believe in Jesus, we believe in what he tells us to do, that is to repent.
所以在第二十节里面他说，应劝他们应当悔改归向神，但是还不完整，他说形式以悔改的心相称。
And in verse 20, not only did Paul exhort them to repent and turn to God, but on top of that, they are to be performing deeds in keeping with their repentance.
所以不是口头上说的。
So it is not just a profession by the mouth.
你的行为要证明出你的信心是真的。
Your actions must prove that your faith is real.
所以你必须要不只是好像马太福音七章那里讲说主啊主啊的人，他们称呼主啊，主说如果你叫我是主，为什么你不听我的话，做我叫你做的事。
And do not be like those people in Matthew chapter 7, those who called out to Jesus, Lord, Lord, but yet Jesus said to them, why do you call me Lord when you do not obey my words?
所以我们信主的人应该改变自己。
So if you believe in the Lord, you must change yourself.
你必须要结出果子来。
You must bear fruit.
这个就是使徒约翰所讲的同样的一句话，他说你要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。
And this is exactly what John the Baptist said, you are to bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
如果你没有，你看树，看果子就知道那个树。 如果你的果子坏，你就知道树是坏的。
You can judge a tree by its fruit. If it is a bad fruit, you know it is a bad tree.
所以我们要结出好的果子，人家看出来你就是一个好的果子。So
we must bear good fruit so that when people look at our fruit, they know that you are a good tree.
所以你不能够说我只是一个这个我做基督徒，我只是。 读读圣经，听听道，什么都不做，你这样的话呢，就很可能你不是基督徒。一个真正的基督徒，他一定会结出果子，他一定有行为表现出来。So
you cannot claim to be a Christian who only casually sometimes read your Bible and sometimes come to church and you do nothing else, because that is actually a sign that you might not be a Christian. A true Christian will bear fruit in keeping with their repentance.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要你思想。我们很多人就是听听道就算了。你是这样的人呢？就在这个他圣经里面所说，你只讲说我信主，但是行事没有以你悔改的心相称，这个就成为一个很大的问题。
So brothers and sisters, we appeal to you to examine yourselves, because if you are someone who sometimes come to church to listen to the sermon and that's it, but there's no fruit, then you belong to those in the Bible, those who are professing to be believers but do not bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
雅各书二章十七节说，信心没有行为是死的。
James 2:17 says, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead.
圣经从来没有形容基督徒是死的，是信心没有行为是死的，可见这个人没有得救。
The Bible has never called a true Christian as someone who is dead. So if this person is dead, he is not a true believer.
所以我们看到信心呢，必须与他的行为并行，而且信心因着行为才得成全。
And we see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works.
所以我们要看到真正悔改的人必须要有行为力，所以我们看到保罗什么呢？第一，他以前是抵挡神的，他遇到耶稣之后呢，他就宣扬主耶稣，是个完全的改变。
And we see this 180 degree change by Paul. Before he believed in Jesus, he opposed Jesus. But after he met Jesus and he believed, now he turns around to proclaim Jesus.
所以我们在思想到底我们怎么做见证呢？我们一定要第一想信主之前是怎么样的人，我们怎么样信了主，在信怎么样什么情况下信主，信主之后呢，我们生命有什么改变。
So how do we share our testimony? We must talk about how we used to be like before we believe in Jesus. How did we come to know and believe in Jesus and the change which resulted in our belief of Jesus.
所以我们给大家一个榜样，保罗给大家一个榜样，怎么样做见证。
So Paul gave all of us an example of how to share his testimony.
所以我也要求大家学习怎么样做见证。
And I ask all of you to learn how to give your testimony.
而且这个见证很重要，因为这个就是证明你得救 的这个一个证据。
And this testimony is important because it is actually an evidence of your salvation.
这个也就是给你彰显神在你身上恩典，来表扬神在你身上的恩典的一个机会。
And this is an opportunity for you to manifest God's grace in your life.
当你做见证的时候，你就归荣耀给神。
Because when you give testimony, you are giving glory to God.
当你做见证的时候，同时你是给自己思想检讨自己怎么样改变，虽然现在你还不完全，还继续在改变。
And when you give testimony, you are giving yourself the opportunity to examine yourself of the changes that you have experienced. Even though you are not perfect yet, you know you are changing.
当你写了一篇见证的时候呢，从那个见证我们就看出你真的是基督徒。
And if you can pen your testimony down,People can see if you are a genuine Christian by reading your testimony.
因为你有一个真正的改变。
Because you have a true change.
如果你把这篇写下来呢，我们就把它放在我们的网上。
And if you write down your testimony, we will put it up on our webpage.
啊，那个就在那个网上面就在那边荣耀神。
And you can actually glorify God through the webpage.
你们要不要荣耀神呢？
Do you want to glorify God?
啊，你就把它写下来，我们把它登出来。
Then pen down your testimony, and we will post it up.
不是要宣扬自己。
Not to boast about yourself.
是要宣扬主耶稣在我们身上的恩典。
But to boast of Jesus' grace in our life.
让我们检讨自己。
Let us examine ourselves.
然后把它写下来，我们怎么样改变？这是都是神的恩典。
And if we write down how we have experienced change.That's a reflection of God's grace. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word again that it's so practical, not just telling us or just giving an account of what happened to Paul, but from his testimony, we can learn how to share our own testimony. In fact, Lord, we ask that you willHelp us to examine our own lives to see if we have genuinely experienced a change in our lives, that we have repented from sin and turned to God, and at the same time to perform deeds in keeping with repentance. Help us, Lord, that we might examine ourselves before we even go and share our testimony and share the gospel with others.That we might be certain of our own salvation. We pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen.